Bishop Rukyahana was motivated to write because he was tired of reading headlines describing Rwanda as the country that God forgot, and listening to skeptics who blame God for the tragedy. At a store in Washington, D.C., he reads to an audience from his book.
Where was God when 1 million innocent people were being butchered? Where was God when priests and pastors helped massacre the people in their churches? I will tell you where God was. He was alongside the victims lying on the cold stone floor of the cathedral. He was comforting a dying child. He was crying at the altar, but he was also saving lives. Many were saved by miracles. God does not flee when evil takes over a nation. He speaks to those who are still listening. He eases the pain of the suffering, and he saves those who can be saved.
But he was truly inspired to write by a desire to reflect the untold story of the Rwandan church's role in the genocide. Many priests took part in the killings, he says, or allowed their people to be massacred. Rukyahana says he's not preaching from an isolated altar. He knows what real pain feels like.
My 16-year-old niece, whom I dearly loved, was raped and killed in a torturous, horrible way. Why would anyone go to so much trouble just to cause a young, innocent girl so much terrible pain? It is one of the questions I hope to answer in this book.
As the bishop continues speaking in the bookshop, a member of the audience whispers to her friend, "I wonder how they killed his niece." Rukyahana leaves the microphone and walks over to the woman.
You know how they killed her? You want to know? You can't bear it. In America, you don't know violence. But you know, they cut all the flesh from shoulder. They peeled off the flesh up to the wrist, both arms. They peeled all the flesh. And after they did that, they gang raped her. And after raping her, they slaughtered her neck. They chopped off her neck.
Some members of the audience shake their heads in horror. Others begin weeping. But the bishop continues.
Did I have to wrestle with that? Yes, ma'am, I did. Did I smile to it? No. I was angry? Yes. Did I repent? Yes, I had to repent. Because if I didn't repent, that anger was going to eat me like acid and I would not be effective. So I had to repent in order to live and help others to live.
Rukyahana has arranged meetings between self-confessed murderers and the relatives of the people they butchered. He has watched them embrace one another.
This requires the presence of God. I could never go to a single prison to preach without the power of God. Without God, I'll hate such killers with all my heart. But with God, I can truly say that I love them.
He preaches forgiveness, but the bishop becomes visibly upset when asked about the actions of Rwanda's former colonial ruler, Belgium, and France, the country accused of arming and supporting the Hutu death squads. Rukyahana says both countries set the scene for the genocide. A member of the bookstore audience puts a question to the bishop about this.
Have the French or Belgian governments come forward to help Rwanda today in its efforts for reconciliation and recovery?
They have not. Even if they didn't have help us to recover, I wish they had repented and asked for forgiveness. That would have been enough contribution to help us rebuild our own nation.
Yet development is happening in Rwanda, despite the lack of support from the country's former colonial powers. In 1994, there was one university in Rwanda. Now there are 15. Airports are being built. The telecommunications sector is being revamped. And Rukyahana says, most importantly, the will of the Rwandan people is to be one nation. For VOA Africa, I'm Darren Taylor in Washington.